with Theater Talk on WBFO. This is Jim Santella.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
'Twas a dark and stormy night.
That's the opening of the children's novel, science fiction novel, A Wrinkle in Time.
A Wrinkle in Time.
A Wrinkle in Time.
That's an interesting concept, that time could be wrinkled.
Well, it is. It's written earlier than 1960, finally published in 1960 after being presented to 30 or 40 publishers. Do you know what the issue was?
No, I don't.
It was very different from other children's books at the time, but most notable, a science fiction book with a protagonist who was a girl. And they couldn't get anyone to publish it.
Really?
Yes.
So this is kind of a liberated children's work. By the way, did we say it's at the Theater of Youth?
A dramatization at Theater of Youth. And in this story, this little girl's father, who is a scientist studying something called tesseract, disappears.
Is it anything like kryptonite?
It's sort of like a wormhole. Where you could travel through time, thus wrinkle time folding, so forth, and we meet Mrs. What's-It and Mrs. Who and so on. Kids will know the book.
Well, we've supported them for so many years. I mean, I've always said that I think they do some important theater work because they are training the next generation of audience.
Well, I went there as a child, as you recall.
I don't recall you as a child. You've always been an adult.
That's true. I did not go there. But I did go to the Poughkeepsie Children's Theater at the Poughkeepsie High School.
And what was it that you saw there that was memorable?
I saw lots of things. Emile and the Detectives, most memorable thing I ever saw as a child. Turnabout Night at the Zoo. Mother Goose a Go-Go. That was the era.
The subtext of this conversation is take your child to see some theatrical work.
And we're lucky to have Theater of Youth performing at the Allendale Theater, and they open A Wrinkle in Time tonight.
Secrets of the Trade. Ah.
Also about a youth. This is about
a callow youth.
A 16-year-old boy with aspirations towards show business. We talked about it last. It's opened since then. And impressive performances by Jonathan Young, who plays the 16-year-old boy, who interacts with a Broadway icon, director-playwright, played by Jimmy Janowski.
What do we know about young Jonathan Young?
I believe he goes to Williamsville North High School, where he's done a lot of high school musicals. He did King John, Shakespeare's Life and Death of King John, for me, a stage reading at Shakespeare in Delaware Park. He is wonderful. Talented and very good in this role. Lisa Ludwig playing his uncannily astute and protective mother, with David Granville as his dad and Matthew Crayon Higgins as the director's assistant, and under the direction of Drew McCabe.
Sounds intriguing. Mm. This is the last week you have a chance to see Fish Out of Water.
There are a few things closing, but Fish Out of Water, the Irish play, the Irish classical by Gillian Grattan, overlapping monologues about three people, a husband and wife and a new woman in this rural Irish town. And I found it very moving. It is beautifully performed by terrific actors. That's kind of a theme of the season. There has been some wonderful acting, but I think Fish Out of Water was particularly nice. Kristen Brandish, Beth Donahue, Diane Curley, under the direction of Fortunato Pezzamenti, and this is the last weekend to see that very provocative play.
Another play about time. Time Stands Still.
Oh, that's true. Both about time and also about very good acting. Time Stands Still by Donald Margulies had been a big success on Broadway with Laura Linney. The character is now at the Cavanoke Theater being played by Kristen Tripp Kelly.
Mm.
I think we both admire Kristen Tripp Kelly. She plays a photojournalist who has just returned from Iraq, where she's been injured by a roadside bomb. Four characters in the play. It is Sarah, played by Miss Tripp Kelly, her boyfriend James, who is a noted journalist who has been traumatized by his experiences in war-torn nations, her photo editor, Richard, played by Peter Palmisano, and Peter's new girlfriend, can you say, midlife crisis.
Does he buy a sports car to go along with it?
Just about. And that is played by Chrissy Golub. And these characters interacting, each of them has strengths, each of them has vulnerabilities. And it's fascinating because as the play begins, you feel as if Sarah and James are this uber couple, just the people everybody wants to be. But there is trouble in paradise. And the play encourages us to question those we would envy, the things we want in our lives, and the decisions we make today. Well, once time moves on, what will be the consequences of those decisions?
Is that an extension of that lyric by the Rolling Stones, you can't always get what you want?
You betcha.
And this is the last weekend
Last weekend of Time Stands Still at the Cavanoke.
With Theater Talk on WBFO, this is Jim Santella.
And I'm Anthony Chase.